It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome along to an actual real-life Game of Thrones. Because that's exactly what is happening today. Good evening, welcome along to Radio Yorkshire's election coverage 2015. I'm Darren Harper. We're going to be in the studio until 6 a.m. I still can't say it without laughing. No, it hasn't. It was myself and, of course, Sam Bridges, the radio wife. Evening, Sam.
Good evening.
Thank you for voting for Radio Yorkshire. Our manifesto, sport, music, with fish and chips, cooked in dripping.
And you're not 100%. What the hell does a returning officer do? Like, for the rest of the year, is that all they do as a returning officer? Is that it? Is that the job?
They all get drafted in, don't they? From the council. One of my mates, he works for the council, but he's worked a lot. He's in Wigan at the moment.
Wigan?
Yeah, he's working in Wigan. And I saw him tweeting on Facebook and early. He's been on it all day at the council. It's a 16-hour day. I don't think he gets paid any extra. I think he might get a day off in lieu, or if it's in Wigan, probably a pie for lunch. But
yeah. Talking of Christmas sweets, we've actually got a load of Christmas sweets as well.
Yeah, and we're also asking for the best takeaway around Leeds that delivers in
this
the
is huge,
early hours.
Actually, we do need to find that. I've been told Cecilia's is quite good. I've had that tweeted to me. But if you've got a takeaway, we're going to order a takeaway live on the air. So that's going to happen a little bit later on. So if you want your takeaway to get a bit of free publicity on Radio Yorkshire, tweet us at @radio_Yorkshire. We will be giving you a call and ordering live on the air a little bit later on, okay? And then we'll be eating it live on the air. We'll probably put a few songs on at that point.
Thank you for voting for Radio Yorkshire. Our manifesto. Sport, music, with fish and chips. Cooked in dripping.
We're not expecting too much to change there. Those four seats are all expected to be Labour holds. So until then, I'll be working through my special election pack-up, which includes some sushi, some homemade flapjack, and lashings of hot coffee.
Sushi? Billy's having sushi?
Yeah, I saw him. They've all been tweeting pictures of what they've brought. And that is, well, I was going to say disappointing, but it's typical Billy.
It is typical Billy, isn't it, really? What has everybody else bought? I did see Danny Parkinson's. He bought some Monster energy drink and a cheese and onion pasty.
Yeah, pasty.
Brilliant.
Typical Bradfordian.
Good man.
From Danny. Yeah. Katmar, as expected, that are just anything from Holland and Barrett.
Right.
Yeah, just general her bag. Just looking like she's about to start stocking the shelves at Holland and Barrett. Phil Seymour is not out and about for us this evening. He tweeted a nice glass of wine.
Did he really?
Which was nice of him to rub it in.
Well, you're very nice. You've actually bought a bottle of wine in for us.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, see, now that's good.
Yeah, it's a small bottle of red.
Yeah.
That is not any political affiliation. Let's just go that straight.
Are you sure?
But I thought we could celebrate just with a little tipple at some point, maybe, you know, to toss this successful night. Probably when I win the Music Melee a bit later on. But
have a little tipple then. I think so.
Yeah, but mainly I just brought it just to annoy our reporters who are out and about drinking cans of huge cans of Monster, two litre bottles of the stuff just to stay awake. We're comfy in the studio with our takeaway.
Yeah, we're going to get that sorted.
Come on, lads, get involved.
Yeah,
If we could wash it down with a small glass.
A small glass of vino tinto. That would be very, very nice indeed.
The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
The menu for Sicily's.
And they did. Any good?
Well, it looks all right, but in their drink section, they do sell cans of Monster and Red Bull.
Oh, well, that's all right then. We've got
£1.50 a pop.
Really? They were a pound where I got them.
Yeah.
Well, that's the markup. You, but that's the price you pay, Sam. Mm. It's the price you paid. But I'm intrigued. What will be what you're going to be going for? You're going to go for like a chicken kebab, or you're going to be having some sort of burger type scenario?
I do like to try a chicken kebab wherever I go.
Really?
Because I think near my house I've got one of the best chicken kebab shops.
Well, then you're always going to be disappointed, though.
No,
aren't
yeah,
you?
But then yeah, sometimes it's disappointing. But at the moment, the shop in question, some idiot.
it's
really upset me. Drove his car into the shop.
No.
Drunk in the middle of the day, and it's been shut ever since. And I've seen a couple. In fact, today when I was before I came here, driving around, drove past it, but it's on like a little roundabout, so you can't really stop. And a couple of times I've seen people going in, some of the lads going in. And I was really tempted to stop and ask him what was going on. When are you reopening?
Just for your chicken kebab.
Oh, yeah, I'm missing it. Missing it. I bought one the other day from another shop in the next town, but not. It just wasn't as good.
Well, so I'm need to have a chicken kebab tonight, then.
Yeah, and I need my fill, and then I think I need to taste a different city. Maybe the Leeds kebabs will be better.
Well, maybe so.
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
I only had one cup of coffee. I thought I'd maybe just like just tone down on the caffeine. Otherwise, we are going to be wired. We are be absolutely wired. Well, yeah. What was that coffee? Now you've had your first coffee. Was it all right?
Yeah, it's nice. I've had a little.
It's all right, isn't it?
Little sip. Yeah, very
nice. Little Tassimo with a Costa Americano.
You've done well.
Oh, I've been thinking about you, Sam. Thinking about you. See, it's got to be done. Fair enough, indeed. We have to find out. Of course, we saw what Billy's going to be eating overnight, and it's some sort of healthy rubbish. Danny's got like some sort of chicken and mushroom pasty and a couple of cans of Monster. What has Joe Rawson taken to the count?
Well, of course, can only be a Dairy Dunker, so I've got that and a couple of bottles of Pepsi.
Good man.
There you go, meal fit for a king.
That's all right. That's lovely. Well done, Joe. We're going to catch up with you again a little bit later on. Enjoy the count and have one of those Dunkers.
Speak to you in a bit.
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
I tell you what, let's catch up on see what's going on as well. We're at Bradford. We're going to go up to Bradford right now, and our man that's there is Danny Parkinson. Danny, how are you going?
Oh, absolutely fantastic, lads. How are you feeling? You all right?
That's
oh,
great
yeah. Show so far.
We've had two coffees each. We've still got Monsters in the fridge. I've got Monsters. Yeah, the Monster Energy drinks. Young Sam have bought like these cheapy, like rubbishy ones.
Yeah,
Red Bull rip-offs.
Yeah, I was in one of the supermarkets earlier.
There
was Red Bull. It was an offer. Yeah, it was Sainsbury's.
Yeah,
and I just spotted it in the corner of my eye. They were only some like 69p each or something like that.
They look horrendous.
They're called Pink Bolt.
They just look disgusting. It's exciting stuff. Dan, how much of your chicken and mushroom slice have you eaten so far?
Well, I broke into the chicken tikka mini pasties earlier on. I'll be going for the cheese and onion I've got stacked away. I've got some energy drinks in reserve, but I'm going for the coffee while it's still hot. But yeah, keep an update on it because there's a cafeteria there. I might have myself on a slushy by the end of the night.
So coffee, cheese and onion, chicken and mushroom slice. Please tell me you've got some mints with you or some sort of breath freshener.
Well, that's it. I'm known as for my athletic abilities. You know, I eat like an athlete. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, I was giving advice out to some of the next year's Tawdy Yorkshire entrants.
Danny, without any political persuasion coming into it, what colour slush would you be having?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, that's the problem. You know what? This is the most impartial thing I could possibly do. I might ask him to put the red slushy and the blue slushy in together. I don't know what colour that'll make. I'm not a scientist.
I think it's green, isn't it?
Is it green?
I don't know. I'm colourblind.
It's the green.
I think, is it red and blue?
You're colourblind. What are you commentating on?
I have no idea. I shouldn't be talking about it. It's 27 minutes past 2 in the morning here on Radio Yorkshire. It's live election coverage right the way through to 6 a.m. Some great news. It looks like our takeaway has turned up.
The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
Takeaway is here, and it's been pretty much inhaled.
Very nice.
It was actually really, really good. A lamb shawarma. That's good. That's good eating.
You like it?
I really, really like that. That's
around
a big tick in the takeaway box for Darren. But yeah, I'm feeling a little bit full now.
I've half left.
I've got hardly any of it left. I was hungrier than I thought. Has to be said. Let's cross over to the First Direct Arena, and our man Tom Feeney is there for us. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. I hope you're enjoying your feast.
Oh, Tom, it's absolutely fantastic. I hope you've got plenty of food there to be enjoying, and not just a load of Holland and Barrett stuff that Kat's brought down for you.
I was going to say, I'm on a famine here. I've got an old sandwich to eat. That's about it.
It's decision time, the general election on Radio Yorkshire.